one of six people recognized for the McGovern Tracy Scholar Award. Your work included a fair amount of work with the Hmong community or extended communities. Talk a little bit about what you did.
Right. So, you know, from a young age, I've always tried to incorporate volunteerism into my life, and especially because we are so busy in medical school now, I felt now that it was more important than ever to strive to find time to volunteer and to do things extra. Because if I could find the volunteer time now, then hopefully later in my life I'd be able to have time to volunteer and incorporate it into my lifestyle. But for the specific activities, it was more of a personal interest than more of a desire to volunteer in a community. I'd always been interested in the Hmong and the history of the Hmong and trying to learn more about my past. And when I got the opportunity to actually work and volunteer for a organization called the Hmong Health Education Network, I kind of jumped at the opportunity. My task basically for the summer of my first year in medical school, kind of going on even to some of the things I do today, are really to try to bring education to the Hmong community, health education, that is, and to try to help our society integrate into the Western biomedical way of thinking about illness. Now, we have our own kind of unique way, spiritual way of thinking about illness, our own kind of unique religion that comes out of Laos, the religion of animism. And there are certain aspects of that that fit well with the Western biomedical model of illness, and there are certain aspects that don't fit necessarily very well. So the first step really to try to cross this border between the two cultures is to try to find a vessel with which we can communicate with each other. And so in our Hmong language, we don't really have a lot of terminology to describe some of the things that the English language has for describing just simple anatomy terms, things like the pancreas, things like the appendix. And so what I tried to do this summer working with the organization was to try to advise a little bit and edit some of their translations from English into Hmong to try to be more specific and to try to create a better understanding of some of the terms that the doctors would be using. We ended up putting a lot of the translations online on a website, www.hmonghealth.org. On there, if you go onto the website, you'll be able to print off pictures with English terminology of anatomy and also with the Hmong terminology of anatomy.
What experience, knowledge, insights do you bring from the animist background into the medical philosophy that you're dealing with here?
I think the knowledge and the experience, I suppose, that I bring into it is just access to the elders and to their opinions about health and issues relating to health and healthiness. Some of the examples that I can kind of provide are certain spiritual things that people may think that bring about illness, and trying to just explain to them the Western biomedical kind of idea about the illnesses that happen, the biological illnesses that happen, and the processes that go wrong in the body. When those ideas aren't really understood or accepted by the Hmong patient, you know, and I've had experiences with working with trying to culturally translate some of the processes that are going wrong in the bodies and trying to relate more to the idea that, you know, spirits are causing the illness, but also trying to show the patient that perhaps the spirits that they know are things like bacteria or viruses that we know. And so perhaps we are thinking along the same lines, but maybe just using different words to describe the illnesses that we have. I am just beginning to really enter this world of cultural translations, but I'm beginning to understand that there is a middle ground that everyone can come to kind of sort of an agreement on, and there is a middle ground where, you know, ideas can be exchanged, but it definitely takes effort on both parts. And so that's kind of my part in the picture, to try to be a vessel between the two cultures and to try to augment communication between two cultures.